You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi everyone, Saint Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Terry. He didn't suggest the topic, and left it up to me. So I wanted to share something I read on the goingyourownway.com forum by someone named Lucky Austrian, and I quote, "Feminist proposed child tax, now every man should pay child support. The newest fad in feminist circles in Europe is a child tax, with birth rates only kept on low levels because of immigration. More and more men, approximately 25%, are saying that the ideal number of kids is zero, and at the same time basically most of the families with kids, consisting of people that should not have kids, the feminists come up with a new tricky idea. Basically, it means that child support and alimony is paid by the state, and not by the father. Every male has to pay the tax, which will be distributed to women with children and companies that employ women that got pregnant. The selling points include men are not burdened by child support systems anymore, and can move on without financial burdens to their next family, as are companies not hurt when one of their female employees gets pregnant. The hidden agenda is that women can now have babies with as many bad boys as they want, not caring about financial fitness to support kids, as the state will pay all the costs. If that happens and the state is the provider and baby daddy, men would not have any legal father rights anymore, as they do not support the kid. Feminists consider recent developments with fathers' rights, like visitation, a horribly unjust thing. The best thing for women is that all men could actually have to pay even if a woman did not actually let them get a whiff of their pussy through their life. The ugliest dudes and weak betas will also pay roughly 20% of their salaries to support women. That way women would get more money than a single man can handle to pay. So basically birth rates would rise, and basically being a mom would be a well-paid job. Also paying money to companies ensures the companies will still hire females, as the losses of her getting pregnant are covered, so they can still have their career, if they wish to do so." Unquote. Well, Terry, thanks for the donation and thanks to the guy that posted that comment. I think that eventually something like this will have to be tried. This story was verified, and there are in fact articles on that goingyourownway.com post forum where feminists discuss petitioning the government to introduce this. Men will be slaves if it happens, and won't be able to get away from having to pay 20% of their gross income, maybe less, maybe more, taken away. And that's before all the other taxes. If that happens, then some guys are going to have options. They could choose to work less, retire, or just live a minimalist lifestyle to stick it to the ladies in government. More than likely, female governments will just print money and hand it to women, regardless of the inflation rates. Men will eventually get tired of that and leave their countries for ones that are more competent and can start saving money in some other currency. It's scary to think that one day they might get 10 shuds to support 10 of Chad's kids. One of the feminists say that the idea is to separate the childcare from the biological producer, almost making the child a communal responsibility, so that a woman doesn't have to take accountability and that the father for that one child doesn't have any rights. This is definitely a possibility as fertility rates start to crash below one everywhere, once virtual girlfriends and lover bots are introduced. At that point, governments will probably resort to radical measures once immigration policies start to fail and their populations start to fall. But if they try and implement what amounts to a bachelor's tax, then a lot of guys will simply leave their countries. I'm predicting that women will do that, when they become the majority of politicians. They're already the ones that benefit the most from the social safety net now. But if that starts to fail, then there's no telling the ways they'll try to enslave us men. At that point, men can go their own way from women in relationships, but not when it comes to finances. Or so it would seem. I'll discuss more in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Moorcards. This is a professional e-commerce platform that sells gaming accessories, home decor, and so much more. You shop from an app you download onto your phone. The items are well priced, and it's a place where you can pay less and get more. They also have a rewards program and pay you for referring customers. Android and iOS device apps are available to download at the sponsor links down below. Anyways.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Now back to forcing a man to pay for children he doesn't even have will lead to a revolution clown world show. What if men tried to force women to pay for children that weren't theirs? How well do you think that would go over? Obviously not well at all. But men far too often are treated like we aren't even human, that we don't have human rights, that we only have human responsibilities. Some people also think that if something like this were to be implemented, there would be a baby boom. But even if this somehow worked out and didn't force the majority of men to live out of their cars because they wouldn't have any money left over after paying child support taxes for kids that weren't even theirs, I doubt that that would change the fertility rates very much. Women have on the whole lost their mothering instincts or are using contraception and don't want the responsibility of children, even if they receive enough money to look after them. I'm thinking that some desperate government in Europe, probably Spain, will try a child tax on men. And men will just leave the country once it becomes clear the policy doesn't work, and that they'll have to roll it back at some point. You'd think that other states will learn from their example, but they won't, and will probably do the exact same thing. Because you know the old line that says true communism has never been tried before. That's what this is. Communism for cooch fruit. This, along with universal basic income and central bank digital currencies, will probably be inflicted on the masses. We're going to have to deal with these sorts of financial experiments and repression because the financial system is beginning to enter its death throes now. I don't usually talk about economics, but it's only a matter of time before AI starts taking jobs away. Cash-strapped governments try crazy wealth taxes, and currencies get completely undermined and fail. All this at the same time that women are going to be demanding more and more entitlements. Of course, they'll blame men for everything crashing, but will still expect us to keep producing for them. Women are only now starting to talk about the child tax because they're probably starting to run into the problem of not being able to find a simp to raise their bastard children. This is probably why they're talking about this now, because there is a silent army of men walking away from women, or women are just rejecting the men that they're being offered, but they still want their money. This way, women don't actually have to do anything, and they get all the cash and prizes to pay for their bastard brood, and men have no choice but to pay it, or the government will haul them off to prison. All men. I guess this is what feminists mean by equality. All men being equal and paying the exact same tax. I read some of the arguments that feminists make as to why all men should be taxed equally, and they were very logical, and were nothing more than word vomit. For them, it's never about making valid arguments. It's simply about complaining enough so that some white knight will give them what they want. The world has bigger problems now with things like an impending sovereign debt crisis. Places like Canada might backtrack on their restrictions on foreign buyers for real estate, and extend amortizations on mortgages because high interest rates threaten our banks. I'm predicting that if a financial crisis happens, a feminist child tax will disappear. But if not, it'll seriously be looked at. Back in late 2013, I saw that in Sweden, women were preventing men from manspreading on buses and trains, going around taking their crotch pictures and posting them on the internet. I said it was coming to North America, and a few short years later in New York City, men were being ticketed for man-sitting on the subway. If the state tries to implement a child tax on men that don't even have children, most will just start working the minimum required to survive, just so that the whole system crumbles. In China, they now have a movement like that, and the government is trying to shut it down. It's what comes after lying flat. This new movement is not only about working as little as you need to in order to survive, but it's also about not getting married or having kids. Because of it, the Chinese government is livid trying to censor that as their population gets older and doesn't have enough children. In that country, the men have to pay to take care of their mothers into old age. But how exactly are they supposed to do that when they earn as little as possible? But at least the Communist Party doesn't have to worry about women with the vote putting them out of office. But getting back to the child tax, of course women are going to ask for money. Some of them are going to have kids and pass them off to their mothers to raise while they collect a check and go out and party. For many women, independence means going out and finding a man to control that's going to provide you that independence. That's their version of it. As more men go their own way, there goes their independence. So they're now trying to get the government to legislate their independence back for them. That's what this is all about. But they're about to learn that you can't force a man to do what he doesn't want to do, and if the government tries to force the guy, he's going to wreck his own life so that women don't have a better life either. But enough of my ramblings. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks to Terry for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women want to smash men's collective piggy bank and take all our doubloons. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the feminists that try and pass laws to get you to pay child support for Chad's children away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.